Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Was C.J. Stroud actually better in year two than he was during that great rookie season? Get to that here on The Drive. The fellas are out today. I'm Luke Morrow alongside Chris Partee and T-Mill holding things down on the other side of the glass.
Yep.
You can text the show 713-572-4610. Also get in touch with us through the YouTube or Twitch streams as well. C.J. Stroud had that great rookie season. One of, if not the best, rookie seasons for a quarterback that we've seen. But was he actually better in year two? Maybe that sounds crazy on the surface, but Sam Monson, who used to be with Pro Football Focus, and then I don't even know who he's with now, but he was saying on some podcast this week, he actually thinks Stroud was better in year two than year one. Here's what Sam had to say.
I mean, look, year one was fantastic. It's one of the best rookie seasons of all time. In a weird way, I was more impressed by Stroud in year two because the situation around him completely fell apart. Offensive line was hot garbage, couldn't pick up a stunt, couldn't, you know, any sort of exotic look from in terms of pressure. The thing just collapsed completely. And he still, like, on the biggest situations on third and 15, still found a play. I was really impressed by him in year two. So if the situation around him can be pieced back together this year, and look, they've made big strides, at least at receiver, with what they've done in the draft. I mean, I have very high expectations from Stroud.
I think it's fair to have very high expectations for Stroud this year, yeah. Assuming those things improve. Absolutely. But the question here, as he laid out in the beginning, was year two better than year one? Statistically, it certainly was not close to year one. No. But based off of the eye test, what you saw, what Stroud had to deal with, Chris, what do you think about that? Would you say that Stroud was actually better in year two than he was during that great rookie season?
I can say in certain aspects, like Sam talked about there, you can make an argument for that. But, I mean, overall, I would say no. I mean, the offense in general just sputtered most of last season, right? Yeah, they had times where they showed flashes of what they were the year before, but it wasn't consistent enough. And CJ is at the head of that. He has to be, right? I mean, we can talk about the offensive coordinator as well. We know how that went. He's been replaced. But now, it sounds like Sam is talking more about, you know, I used this word earlier with the Astros, resiliency. Like, we saw some resiliency, I guess you could say, from CJ Stroud. But I don't think that necessarily means that he was still better than the previous year. Because, again, that's one of the greatest rookie seasons we've seen probably ever in the NFL from a quarterback.
Yeah, I don't think, just to answer the question, I'm with you. I think, no, he was not better in year two than year one. I think you can certainly say things were harder around him and that brought down the play. But because of what he was dealing with and what he was still able to do, it still doesn't exceed what we saw in that incredible first season. He was not better. The numbers obviously don't compare. In his rookie season, he had a quarterback rating of 101. Last year, he had a quarterback rating of 87, which is closer to kind of the middle of the pack. But even just with the eye test, there was just a lot of, you know, like, there were questions about that shoulder, of course, and there were questions about even, like, the mechanics during the middle. He missed a lot of throws that you were just not used to seeing him miss to some open guys where he wasn't doing that so much in year one. So there's some other questions, too, about beyond just the stats, that eye test and watching and some of the chances he had to take. Did the Texans make things easier on him last year than his rookie season?
No, they did
not. I don't
not.
Think so.
Not at all.
But still, doesn't mean he was better last year than what we saw. He was so good in 2023.
Yeah, no. I think we're on the same page here. Not better, but the eye, you know, stats are one thing. We can look at the stats, but even in watching him play last year, you could just see that something was different. It was not exactly the same as it was in his rookie campaign. You could see that. So when we're talking about the stats not lining up and then also the eye test not lining up, it's hard for me to say that, yeah, with all that was going on around him, I'm still going to say that he was better in year two. No. Now, everything wasn't CJ's fault as far as, you know, why the offense wasn't as good, but he still gets some blame for that. He is the quarterback. He's going to get all the praise when they play great, when they play well. So you got to get a little bit of the criticism when you don't.
Yeah, right. I think to kind of split hairs, he was underrated last year because of what he had to deal with. But that still doesn't take him to the level of being beyond his rookie year. Right? I mean, the Texans put him in some tough spots last year because of the offensive line, of course, penalties, being behind the chains. Even the run game was inconsistent. So there was a lot of second and longs and third and longs. And that Stroud would have to deal with. And that's a tough spot for the quarterback. But I would also say, and I've been a Stroud defender, and I'm still a Stroud guy, so I don't want this to come off the wrong way, like I'm being really tough on him.
Uh-oh.
But there's always this idea of, like, you know, we always like to make and look, let me also couch this whole statement with, of course, the offensive line was not good last year. I don't think Bobby Slowik was good enough. There's a reason why he's gone. A lot of things were not good enough around Stroud last year. You had the injuries at the wide receiver. Absolutely. All those things are true. But we always like to make excuses where, you know, we always like to blame someone, where you'll blame the government, you'll blame your wife, you'll blame your boss, whatever it is. And so I think if you are this great quarterback, which I believe Stroud still has that ability, it's like going back to Tom Brady or even a Peyton Manning. And granted, Peyton played with some really good guys, but you'd always say, like, he makes his receivers better. You're not always going to have the perfect scenario, the perfect setup.
It's rarely going to be perfect.
Right.
Rare.
And I would compare it to almost like a relationship where everyone's going to get along well early on, but then once one of you loses your job or the in-laws have to move in or whatever, you have to downsize, finances change, the kids are sick, whatever it is, that's where you're really tested and that's where you really find out. And so similar where, yeah, the chips were down last year, but that doesn't totally excuse. I can't just wipe out everything we saw from the quarterback because of all those. And there was plenty of issues around him, but I still need to see you rise above it even more.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what the all-time greats, the great quarterbacks that we've seen in this league, that's what they do. When the offense is not perfect, when things aren't perfect around them, the great ones have the ability to rise above it, like you just said. They have that ability. I'm not saying CJ doesn't have that ability, but we need to see him show that a little more. And he wasn't always able to do that. There were times when he could do it, but it wasn't consistent enough last season.
Yeah, I think he didn't show enough for me to say last year was better than his rookie season.
No.
Right? So that's
for
that's,
me, no, no.
That's
no.
Where why I went in that direction. Moving forward now, though, how big of a step? Tyler's heard me use this analogy or metaphor far too often about bands in the music world, where it's always about that third album. The first album's always the best. Second one's usually not that good.
Sophomore slump.
And then the third's the make or break album for all bands. And if you have a good third album, you continue on as a band. If you have a bad third album, usually that's the end of you. So for Stroud, great first year, not as good second year. This is the make or break third year. How big of a jump now with a new offensive coordinator, with a new offensive line coach? We got the problems, the cancers, if you will, out of this locker room or coaching staff. How big of a jump do you anticipate seeing from Stroud now in year three? If, at least according to Sam, he was already better in year two than year one, what should we expect in year three?
I think it's tough because you just talked about something there, and that's variables. There's a lot that's going to go into him having a better season than he did last year. And we're on the same page in the fact that neither one of us think year two was better than year one. No matter what Sam pointed out in this article or in the, on the podcast, he was talking about this issue. No, I there's no way that he was better in year two. Just eyeball test and statistics, neither one bear that out for me. And obviously you either. But going to year three now, first of all, I don't think year three is as drastic as to say make or break. He's going to be here. He's the franchise quarterback. I think everyone would be happy if we could get him back on track to where year one was.
Of course.
Statistically, eyeball test, all of the above. Now, again,
going on.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
And some of those variables are, is the offensive line going to be better? You got a new offensive coordinator now. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a whole thing of, you know, learning a new scheme, learning the intricacies of the scheme and, you know, what this coordinator likes to do and him learning what CJ likes or what works best for him. So all of those things, there's going to be, even though I know we got camps, training camps, OTAs and all these things, but there's going to be a section of the season in the beginning, you know, the first couple weeks there where they're still filling out each other, I believe, as far as offensive coordinator and the quarterback, which is CJ Stroud. So I believe everyone will be happy if we can just get CJ back, if they can get CJ back on track to where he was trending after year one. Because if you really look at it now, if you go year one at the end, trending up. Year two, if not trending down, then, you know, it's just, you know, the arrow is lateral.
Yeah.
Right?
I've said this often, and I know I've gotten texts on, and I've gone back and forth with listeners. I'm still a Stroud guy because you don't see a quarterback play like he did in year one and then just disappear, never get back to that level.
Out of nowhere, yeah.
And I do subscribe to the sophomore slump. Go back and look. Matt Ryan, Drew Brees, Baker Mayfield, even there's so many guys that did take that step back in year two and then took a big step forward in year three, and I do anticipate that from Stroud. I think Jaden Daniels will take a big step back this year. I believe in the whole sophomore slump thing. So I am a Stroud guy, but absolutely, we do need to see more growth off of year two to year three.
But I think one thing that's important is, and we can probably find this, but how many of those guys had a coordinator change that had that sophomore slump and then going into year three had a different coordinator than they did the first 2 years?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Like that,
I'm trying to think just off the top of my head.
I believe that matters a lot. I really do. I believe that matters a lot.
Yeah. No, I think so. I think it's a big change. I mean, that's the linchpin to this whole thing is how good Popovich is as the offensive line coach and how good Nick Caley is, both guys in the role for the first time, so we really don't know. It could just be a repeat of last year, everyone saying, Bobby Slowick's doing a terrible job. Well, you know, Nick Caley, we hope he's...
Everyone hopes he's going to be
course,
fine.
But we can only hope.
And improve things, but we won't know until we get out there week one.
Right.
Till they're on the field and we see what his offense looks like. We won't know. So we still got, what, 2.5 months? 2 months, whatever it is, till the season starts.
Yeah, just roughly, over 2 months. Yeah.
Roughly, yeah.
Yeah, training camp begins in 32 days.
Yeah.
But who's counting?
Who's counting?
Joseph on YouTube said, I agree with you guys about CJ Stroud, but it does bring the question up about how Brady or Peyton would have been in the same situation CJ Stroud faced last year. Yeah, it's a fair question. We'll never know. My whole thing is...
Say Brady or Peyton Manning?
Yeah.
Go back and look at Peyton Manning's offensive line in those early years in
Indy. Well, he wasn't very good early on, Peyton.
Well, his first year, he wasn't good. He bounced back the second year. He had a better sophomore year than he did his rookie year. But those first few years in general, the offensive line wasn't great
mm-hmm.
in Indy.
My thing on Stroud, to try to clarify is that I'm not saying the excuses aren't fair. He had a lot that wasn't working around him last year. I just think he's too talented of a quarterback for us to just completely eradicate him from any sort of responsibility because it's just like, oh, Bobby Slack, oh, offensive line. I think if we did a pie chart of blame, yes, a portion goes to the offensive line. A portion goes to even the wide receiver injuries, Bobby Slowick, Chris Strouser. But then a pretty sizable portion still has to fall on the quarterback because at the end of the day, it's kind of like the whole quarterback wins stats. And people say, quarterback wins, what a stupid stat. But we always it always comes back to the quarterback, even if your defense is terrible, right? The blame, the responsibility, and the credit always comes back to the quarterback for better or worse.
Yeah, I mean, and I'll be honest, C.J. Stroud changed my mind with that first season, even halfway through, because I wasn't sure how good he was going to be being an Ohio State quarterback. And we know a lot of the Ohio State guys come to the NFL and they haven't done a lot over the years. So I wasn't completely sold, but he changed my mind that with that first season. He really did.
I was waiting for this text from the 832. They said RG3 and Vince Young beg to differ regarding players never repeating their year one performances. Those are the two names people always say.
RG3 and who?
Vince Young. I forgot to clarify, I'm not talking injuries, which was the case for RG3. Of course,
He got hurt.
If a guy has a career-ending injury or career-altering injury, yes, they're not going to repeat. Let's knock on wood. Hope that never happens to any Texan here moving forward. Vince Young, people always say, but Vince, he was a different quarterback. He had a completion percentage of 50% his rookie year. He had more interceptions than touchdowns. He found a way to win some games.
And he won games, yeah.
But when you watch Vince Young as a rookie, he was kind of had that Tebow effect of you wonder, like, how is this guy doing this? Because he's not making these plays from the pocket. He's just kind of ad-libbing and doing things. And he was one of my best friends as a Titans fan.
Like backyard football.
Yeah, it was fascinating to watch how he would pull off some of those comebacks in late game drives. There was one game in particular where they won like on a 90-yard touchdown pass from Vince Young. He's like, how do they do this? But it doesn't compare to Stroud in the way they performed their rookie year. I'm talking more of what we saw from a pocket passer.
Yeah.
We see a lot of guys, even Lamar Jackson, can come in and run around, and they're just a great athlete, and they catch the league by surprise that first year with their legs or their athleticism. But we cannot compare the numbers. Stroud as a rookie to Vince Young as a rookie. It's not in the same ballpark.
Yeah.
People always bring up those two quarterbacks. RG3, because of injuries, doesn't apply. And Vince Young, I don't think that applies either. I don't think he had the great rookie season that we would compare to C.J. Stroud. I think they're in different galaxies, really.
The numbers don't bear that out.
No.
They don't.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.